Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir, sponsor Lui Nishmas Ham Yaakov Shalom and Le'av Asitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Mintes. The Gemara with base brings the top. There's a discussion if it's the Mishnah or the Braiso. But we're talking about Ikvis of the Mashicho, Ikvis of Mashicho, the footsteps of Mashiach. As Rashi says, right before Mashiach comes. So then it's going to be a time of darkness where there will be a lot of tzaras in the world, and when things will not be acting properly. And what we have over here is, Ikvas HaMashicho, Chutzpah Yaske. There will be a lot of chutzpah in the world. And as the Gemara continues and says, that people will not have the proper respect. A son will not have the proper respect to his father, and a daughter will not have the proper respect to her mother, and it will be a time there will be a lot of chutzpah. And in Sifrei Mekubalim is brought down, that every generation there are neshamas that come out, and there's also bad neshamas, rishonim, that come out. And they correspond to the body, so to speak, of Odom HaRishon. The neshamas that belong to the higher part of the body come out in the early generations. And as we go lower and lower, when we get to Ikvas of the Mashiach, we get to the bottom part, then comes the lower the neshamas. And when the part of the rishonim, the part of the what chelik that's called the Erev Rav, the part that the bad neshamas that come out the worst in the time of Ikvas of the Mashiach. So the simple Mashmo says the Ikvas of the Mashiach is really a terrible time. But there's a flip to it too. There is a tzad of toiv that happens as well. And we'll start this with the Vilna Gaon, what he says in Esther, Megillas Esther, Al Derech HaRemez, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And so he brings on the Pirush Kama Godis on Masechet Shabbos of Ayin Zayin. And the Vilna Gaon says the following. Says that Esav, he owns Olam Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu owns Olam Haba. The reason that that's so is because always the klipa kedemes the pri, always the peel comes before the fruit itself. So that's the outer part, the external part comes first, then comes the inner, more significant part. And that's why, as Rashi brings in Chumash, Yaakov was created first, but Esav is the one who came out first. Because in this world, the klipa, the outside, comes out first. But when Yaakov Avinu comes after Esav, Yodoy Oichezes Be'akev Esav, the hand of Yaakov Avinu holds on to the heel of Esav. Says the Vilna Gaon, what is coming to tell us? That in the end of Olam Hazeh, when you come to the last stage of Olam Hazeh, so then Yaakov Avinu is already controlling. That's Yemoyis HaMashiach. Yemoyis HaMashiach is the end of Olam Hazeh. What's the idea that even in Olam Hazeh, Yaakov Avinu has Shlita? Because Yaakov Avinu is holding the Akev Esav. He's holding the heel of Esav. So he's holding what belongs to Esav, which is Olam Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu holds the end. That's called Ikvas of the Mashiach. The heel of Mashiach is the heel of Esav that we control. This is a Givaldik Egoyen. But the problem with it is, that the Vilna Gaon seems to talk about the time of Mashiach himself. And our Gemara, we're talking about the time right before Mashiach, as Rashi points out. And the Pashup Shari Ikvas HaMashiach means as the footsteps of Mashiach are coming, as we're getting closer to Mashiach. So what does the Vilna Gaon mean? The Yaakov Avinu has Shlito in the time of Ikvas HaMashiach. The Chor of the Shlito is only when Mashiach is, and that may be the Akev Esav. What about Ikvas HaMashiach? But here we have Gevaldike Yisoy, the Reb Tzodek HaKoyen teaches us in Tzidkas HaTzadik. And he starts with the Yisoy that we mention a lot throughout Seder Noshim. And that is that the correspondence, the ideal of a Yish Ve'isho is the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. We know in this world, the Yish is the one who's Mechazer Achar Yisho, as we're going to see in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The man is the one who goes after the woman. But la'asid lovoi, it says in the Novi Yirmiyah, it says, Anoichi oise chadosha b'aretz, something new will come to the world. Nekevo tesoyviv gover. The woman will surround the man. Says Rashi over there, instead of the man going after the woman will go after the man. So Tzadik HaKoyen says in many places, what's the pshat? The pshat is that in this world, so there is the gdush that comes from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who comes to us, we are the receivers. We're more passive. We get from Hashem. We have to obviously need to do Torah and mitzvahs, but the initiation comes from Hashem. But la'asid lavoi, Am Yisrael will be the ones that they're the ones initiating. Am Yisrael are the ones who are going to be the mashpia, so to speak, of Kedusha. They're the ones that are going to come and demand and ask and accomplish before it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, will come from us. And with that, Ritzadik explains that after the Miraglim, there were people that went and tried to go to Eretz Yisrael without permission. They felt there in that time that they were able to come and demand on their own. They could come and start initiating new things on their own. Says Ritzadik, no, that's going to happen only L'Asid Lovoy. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. That Be'ikvus of the Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaske. There'll be a lot of Chutzpah. Simple understanding, there'll be Chutzpah in the world, bad Chutzpah. But there will be also Chutzpah in the world, the Chutzpah of Kedusha, as the Imraim is calls it. The Azuz, the Kedusha. Am Yisrael will have the Azuz, the Chutzpah, to come and demand and to ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach, should bring Beis HaMikdash. It will come from us. We will start doing the Mahalchim, we'll start doing the process of bringing and doing and bringing the Geula Shleima. And if so, maybe that could be the Peshat and the Vilna Gaon. When we're talking about the Yaakov is holding the Okev Esov, there's a Shlita of Yaakov. It comes in the time of Mashiach, that's when it's clear. But even before Mashiach comes, when we're ikvus of the Mashiach, when the foot of the Mashiach, there is a shlita of human beings that is just stronger than usual. That's what means chutzpah yaske. There's a greater chutzpah, both for bad and for good. Human beings have more control. Am Yisrael has more control. That is what the Gaon means, okev esof. And that's what's going to bring back the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. As we spoke about in the beginning of Masechta, the whole idea of soito is really a message when Am Yisrael is soito, is moving, removing from the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of soito is a concept of relationship. The soito bekalkulo means that she's betraying the relationship with her husband. We're ending the Masechta with ikvus of the Mashiach, when the relationship in one hand seems to be in the worst place. But on the other hand, there is a tremendous opportunity to restore the relationship through our Maisi, through Azuz the Kedusha, that we want to come and bring back everything. This will bring back the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And maybe that's the reason we end the Masechet Soito with the sugyo of Ikvus HaMashiach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.